everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
High-quality certified seed from Shirley Farms will make you money. Joe and Ann Shirley have been raising and selling certified wheat seed since 1975, and Joe says this year's wheat seed is the lowest price in several years. He's offering Bentley, Iba, Gallagher, and Ruby Lee from the OSU Wheat Breeding Program. Certified wheat seed at great prices from Shirley Farms. Call Joe Shirley at 580-748-0900 or 580-748-0901 or check their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
All right, welcome back. Strong underlying support moved into the lean hog futures complex today as December contracts held a dollar per hundredweight gains. Mixed cattle trade, though, came as firm follow-through buyers flooded back into the feeder cattle market, while live cattle markets remained mixed in a narrow trading range. Corn prices were lower today in live trade, December corn futures about 4 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in live trade. The Dow Jones is 46 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 5 points. And in live cattle, futures held in a narrow trading range today with prices 20 cents lower to 5 cents higher. The narrow market range seen during the entire morning, as well as the overall lack of direction seen on Monday, caused some caution to the market as traders started to focus on the change in the direction from the live cattle market and the feeder cattle complex. This could spark some additional volatility throughout the end of the week, but for now, markets seem to be well-rooted with narrow market moves. In feeder cattle, firm commercial buyer interest continued to hold in feeder cattle trade, despite slight pressure in the live cattle complex. This overall support focused on nearby markets, which backed away slightly from early gains, and traded at 20 to 35 cents per hundredweight higher. The overall strong support seen in the feeder cattle trade took the market by surprise, as overall market fundamentals would not suggest an aggressive market rally at this point. Meanwhile, grain futures were steady to a little higher today and found support from crop ratings that slipped last week amid signs of slow maturity. That's in contrast with higher yield estimates from USDA made on September 12th, but tallies reported by farmers are sharply lower. Corn prices tried to hold gains after a lower open found a little buying overnight. December futures kept to an inside day, though the nearby was stuck in a two-week downtrend. And soybeans were lower after a higher open triggered slow but fairly steady selling. November futures were unable to hold a move through the 50-day moving average. Finally, wheat prices posted modest gains today, supported by world weather and markets. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.